92 Morning Things. One, gotta go.
Bye-bye.
Halloween Thursday.
Yes.
There are so many traditions surrounding Halloween.
So many things attached to this special day.
Halloween has really, it's really come a long way.
Yes.
In the last 10, 20 years.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Adults have basically said, well, we as adults still want to have Halloween, so dadgummit, we're going to do that. But now we're forcing you to make tough decisions.
Yes.
Adulting is dumb, but we're going to make you do it anyway. This is a good kind of adulting, though. The rest of us, we just want to pretend Monday's not happening.
Yeah,
so let's
no responsibility.
Just talk about Halloween traditions and have the responsibility of eliminating one of them here on The Thing.
Yes. So the category for one got to go today, and it's been a while since we played this, is Halloween tradition. So I'm going to give you four Halloween traditions, the staple of Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And one has to be wiped from existence.
Okay.
Gone.
And it's gone. And you have to think about everybody else. Don't just think about which one you hate, because everybody loses this. This
okay.
is
gone. Oh, so this is for everyone. This is not just for
this
you.
This is not just you.
Okay.
This is for everybody, adult and kid similar.
We got to think about other people? Gross.
Yes. All right, so here we go.
Okay.
The first tradition is trick-or-treating. Trick/trunk or treating, because some
all
people don't trick-or-treat.
Yep. So this is dress up, get candy.
Or just getting candy, because the second one is dressing up.
Okay.
We're separating that because you can go to Halloween parties and stuff and dress up. So the first one.
So help me God, kids are not coming to my house on Halloween not dressed up while also expecting candy. Yeah. No
way!
All
right, so trick-or-treating, dressing up.
Okay, costumes in general. So that means, you know, at the Boo Bash, everyone will just be standing around dressed like Steve.
In polos.
Yep.
The third one is haunted houses. Now, haunted houses, you may not like them, but they are absolutely amazing entertainment just for days. They're Kings Dominion. We're giving away Kings Dominion tickets.
Well, I wouldn't have a prize.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then last but not least, carving pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Just without
pumpkins. I mean, if you have,
kids
if I have
love
a pick,
carving pumpkins, though.
Yeah, it's because they don't have to, because they don't know any better.
I think pumpkins is like out.
And it would be so nice. I'm with you, Monica, where every time the kids said, hey, can we carve a pumpkin? We could tell them it was illegal and we weren't allowed to do it anymore.
But Halloween, you have the pumpkins, but you could also set a pumpkin outside. Or you put a squash out and be ready for Thanksgiving.
Carving vegetables is out.
Yes.
But you know what? Carving a cucumber would be a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's just
no.
Pumpkins are just too much.
Part of the reason
work.
That you're going to the pumpkin patch is to get pumpkins to carve.
No, just get a
pumpkin
trash bag.
Pumpkin patches will end.
Get a trash bag, put leaves in it. Mm-hmm. Make it look like a pumpkin.
I'm with you on that. I'm not a huge fan of the pumpkin patch either, so that's it. I don't want to go pick out a pumpkin.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
No, I'm with Monica. That one's going away. Oh, you
carving
got a better
pumpkins?
Idea?
Yes. Yeah.
I hate
When's
it.
When's the last time you carved a pumpkin?
Last year.
You did?
Yes.
You don't even have kids, you idiot. What did you do that for?
It was the second time in the history of life I've ever carved a pumpkin.
I'll take it one step further because, you know, maybe it's just too easy with this picking the carving the pumpkins one.
I'm okay
with eliminating pumpkins in general. Just the pumpkin, a fake pumpkin decoration, pumpkin spiced anything. Get rid of all of it.
Okay, that makes it tougher.
I'm fine.
If you do that.
So pumpkins in general. So it's trick-or-treating, costumes, haunted houses.
Haunted houses, I could easily.
Anything pumpkin related.
But then when you give me one that's so easy to just take out back and throw in the dumpster.
But you guys have kids. I would have thought that carving pumpkins would have meant something to you families.
Yeah, it does mean something to me. I hate it. I'm very strong. I don't like it at all.
Think about your kids. You're being selfish right now.
I loved you so much and now I just hate you.
I don't like you. Well, I don't think they don't. If it's gone, then they won't even know any better. What am I going to do? Am I going to take trick-or-treating away from them? No. I'm not going to take dressing
Monica
up.
Monica doesn't give out candy at home, so she's taking trick-or-treating away from some kid.
No, because if they knock at the door, I give them some of my kids' trick-or-treating candy.
She's the worst. What are you getting rid of then, Antoine?
I was going to say carving pumpkins, but I don't like how you guys are ganging up on carving pumpkins.
So what are you going to do instead?
So I'm going to, I love the other three so much.
You're trying to fight for the rights of the pumpkin.
I'm trying to justify.
You know darn well.
Yeah.
I'm picking something else. I am going to pick, I can't pick costumes because costume contest at Boo Bash, that means a lot. I'm taking
a Saturday night.
I am getting rid of trick-or-treating.
But that makes Halloween.
You can party. Just throw a party and there's candy there. so they don't have to show up at strangers' houses. It's dangerous. Trick-or-treating is dangerous anyway. Okay. You need to go. You don't need to go to strangers' houses. You go to people you love, like your family.
I see. No,
you already missing the candy. I can hear it in your voice.
I hear it in his voice already, Monica.
I missed that Snickers.
He wants so desperately to agree with us and just doesn't want to bring himself to it.
Trick-or-treating is unsafe. It is unsafe just walking the streets, just gallivanting in the night.
And you're crying as you say it.
Yep. I love making me do it.